In Northwest News from KPLU, it's coming down to the wire for the Export-Import Bank. That's the federal agency that offers financing and loan guarantees to help U.S. businesses export goods. Some Republicans want to let the bank's charter expire at the end of this month. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Washington state businesses are paying close attention to this fight because Boeing is the biggest beneficiary of the Export-Import Bank. Boeing CEO Jim McNerney recently told Reuters that the company might have to shift engineering and manufacturing jobs overseas if the bank disappears. Democratic Representative Denny Heck has sponsored a reauthorization bill and says McNerney's comment has to be taken seriously.
Is it a threat or is it a promise or is it a prudent thing that a businessman says when he evaluates their ability to compete in a global economy where every other advanced economy in the world has an export credit authority, we're the only one talking about doing away with ours.
Critics of the bank say it's an example of corporate welfare. Reauthorization is stalled in the Financial Services Committee. Heck says he thinks enough lawmakers support reauthorization to pass it, but there's a chance the charter could lapse before a reauthorization vote happens later this summer. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.